Here we go. Cinco de Five-O.
Cinco de Five-O with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. And by Wendy's. Try the new pretzel baconator today. And if you're feeling spicy, a baked potato too. All right. The opening ceremonies are either still going on, about to go on, and then you could relive them tonight in prime time. The Olympics have begun, so our next 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, will be filled with Peacock, USA, every sport you can imagine. Everywhere you look, wake up, you'll have Olympics on. So I'm going to give you, to me, my five favorite Summer Olympic sports, Chris, okay?
I'm excited.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Number five.
Basketball. Flat out basketball. Number five for
number
me.
Number five.
Should be higher.
Right.
Because I just don't like the lack of competition.
I think we've seen more competition.
We're winning gold in men's.
Well, I'm just saying it's not the days of the dream team. Saying it the other day. The dream team played 9 NBA players. This team is playing 60 some odd NBA players.
No,
it's different.
I get that it's different. Ultimately, though.
Yeah,
we're going to close our eyes and go to a Nicole.
Well, the reason for me that it would either be fifth or even not on the list is the novelty of other Olympic sports. Basketball we watch every day. Like the idea of an Olympic sport, you want to talk about Olympic sports that you don't get to usually watch, as opposed to basketball that we watch the Knicks and Nets here in this town play 82 games each.
Okay, that's fair. All right, here we go.
Number four.
The canoe slalom. Now, why I like this, I'm a big kayak guy in general.
Really?
Oh,
have you been kayaking?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm a water guy, man. I'm a water rat.
I can see
I love
that.
It. The canoe slalom, so you're going like down basically a river rapids, and it reminds me of like a Six Flags ride. And you're watching these people. Picture the bobsled on water.
Right.
That's what you get. I like a canoe slalom. It's appetizing to the eyes.
I can see that.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Number three.
Here we went. Yeah. Number three, badminton.
Love badminton.
Okay, it was pickleball before pickleball was pickleball.
That's a great line.
All right.
That's a good line.
We had the rackets. We had the small little, what do you call it thing?
Shuttlecock.
A shuttlecock.
We don't have to yell the second syllable.
No, I'm sorry. I forgot
the second part of the word.
When I said to you what's it called, I literally forgot what it was called.
It's a shuttlecock.
A shuttlecock.
Mm-hmm.
That thing, let's face it, it was before we were hitting paddles with wiffle balls, what we call pickleball.
No, that when we were kids, that was like the one of the games you played in gym.
And that's the beauty of it. A game that anybody can play and be good at, and knowing that people can compete at that in the Olympics, I think jumps it up to the
top. And not only that, you watch them play, and it's amazing how fast they send that shuttlecock back and forth.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
They shuttle it.
Right, I guess that's why they call it
And you know what the best part of this is?
What's that?
Nobody in the Olympics is bad. Mitten.
Number two.
3-on-3 basketball, because again, this reminds me of me playing in the driveway.
They have 3-on-3 basketball in the Olympics?
Do. Jimmy Fredette's a coach.
Really?
Jimmy Fredette
of the United the USA team?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, 3-on-3 basketball.
That's
Love
interesting.
It. Here we go.
Number one.
Undeniable to me. The one that will get me to sit down and watch full, not like I'm just tuning in, water polo. Love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. The idea that you're treading water for that long,
mm-hmm.
the strength it takes. I love water polo.
Yeah, I can see that. I agree. I respect the athleticism and endurance it takes to just constantly be in a pool swimming. Yeah, I can see that. Those are good. I have to be honest. I think I'm more of a winter Olympics guy.
I am too.
I think figure skating.
The hockey's better than the basketball.
Yes. And for whatever reason, figure skating becomes the big thing of the Olympics, and everybody gets into it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
Are you going to hug me for that?
Yes.
Okay, bring it in here. Oh, and a kiss.
I thought I was the only guy around here who loves figure skating.
Well, I don't know if I love it, but in the Winter Olympics, you get into the figure skating, no doubt.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, the pageantry behind
it. The pageantry.
I can't believe you just said that loud. I've been dying to tell people I love figure skating.
Okay. I didn't know it was such a niche thing. I think that's like
Scott Hamilton, Brian Boitano.
Yeah, I mean those are the names.
Beautiful.
It's impressive. It's unique to the Olympics, at least for me. I don't spend any other time the rest of the year watching figure skating. And listen, we grew up, and I hate to say this, but Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan kind of like created the buzz around it. And for me, at least as a kid, and it was like, what's this? And then you watch it. It's always been the Winter Olympics for me. Plus, I get into curling. More than anything in the Summer Olympics, I'm much more of a Winter Olympic guy.
Yeah, I love it.